Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, "We will hear thee again of this matter." So Paul departed from among them. Acts 17:32-33. The gospel of the resurrection of the dead always has a reaction from those who hear. What is your reaction to the message of the resurrection of the dead? Some mocked. Perhaps there will always be those who treat the gospel with contempt. Christ was often treated with such a display of contempt. And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him. Luke 16:14. Even as Christ died on the cross, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God." Luke 23:35. Their mockery of Christ as he died failed to understand that only by his death on the cross could he save humanity. Contempt for the gospel, which has the power to save the soul from death, is a very foolish attitude. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6:7. But others in the audience at Athens wanted to hear the message again. How many times does one have to hear the gospel before belief? Paul did not remain in Athens, but departed. Those who wanted to hear again missed their opportunity. Many today miss their opportunity because of delay. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Hebrews 3:13. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the opportunity that we have. Let us use our time while we have time. There is a reason why we are not to delay in our obedience to Jesus Christ. That reason is the deceiving nature of sin and the hardening power of sin. Satan wants us to delay our obedience to the gospel of truth. Satan wants us to wait another day, while God knows that delay only serves to harden the heart a little more each time we procrastinate. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in Thee, Psalms 39:7. Hope can quickly become hopelessness. Desire can quickly be lost. Carefulness will become carelessness. The philosophers at Athens had heard the grand message of the God of creation and the resurrected Christ who had conquered the grave. Three classes of hearers emerged from the assembly that day: the mockers, the procrastinators, and the believers. Howbeit certain men clave unto him and believed, among the which was Dionysius the Areopagite, and a woman named Damaris, and others with them. Acts 17:34. What kind of hearer are you? Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.